Kofiotsev Zayin. Okay, we've passed Kavua. We've passed the complicated Kavua Kemetzel Mechzadami, which I was originally reluctant to go into because of the fact that it's so complex, and then you do it from week to week, it's very, very difficult. But at least we gained some basic ideas on the topic. Sivzayin Ches and Test, the remaining three Sifim, each is a separate kula. We like kulas. So not only is it a separate kula, but it's kamat an incredible kula that if it came from an achrayin or even a marishin, we'd highly question it. So this kula is a gemara in Zvachim Ayin Dalet. On that amid, there are two kulas of Rav, one is Sif Bey, Zayin, and one is Sif Ches. The gemara says the following. I'm reading to you from the gemara. Omar Rav, Tabas shall avaydis kechavim. A ring that adorned an avaydizara. We know noy avaydizara are osa bahanah. It's an issa deraisa. To have enough from avaydizara, noy avaydizara is an issa deraisa. So you have a ring that adorned an avaydizara, shenis arva b'meya tabois. And it fell into a mixture of 100 others. It's not bottle, it's a davar chashuv. V'nafla achas mehem liyam agadol. And one of those rings fell into the yam agadol, any yam. Huchu kulam. Everything that remains is mutter. Damrinan hachtinofal hainu di isura. The one that fell is the isur. Statistically, the odds are less than 1%. They fell 1 into 100. And one of them fell into the yam. So even though statistically it's not mistaver, it's not likely, but this is Rav's kula. So Taisa says, why? Mishum dimidairaisa baruba batal. Because really, minat Taira, it would be mutter. Because schad betray is batal. So minat Taira, it's batal. Mishum hachi kilu kan. Now it's also midirabana, davachashav is not batal. So Mishum Hachi he kilu kan, which is an incredible kula, that one out of the 100 fell to the yam, the issa fell. Because it's a no, because it's a ring, because it's a davar chashuv. Yeah. I assume so. I don't know differently. If you have a cookie that was by Avodah Zarah, it's not a davar chashuv minyan. It's both. Oh, so what you're saying is the next line in Taisus. Taisus says, "Dafka naflo b'meila." Dafka it fell in by mistake on its own. Aval he pila, but if he made it fall in. Afilu shaygeg, even if he did it by mistake, in quotation marks, kansina atumezin, v'kainisim atumezin. So, incredible kula. One of 100 fell to the yam, we say the issa fell. Now you have to realize, well, we're coming off of sivav. In sivav we had nechvishim of the night, we said if you have a mixture of animals, and one runs out, the one that ran out, we said is heter. So in the previous sif, you have 100, and one of them falls out. You say, oh, the one that came out is heter. And here, the one that fell out is the isser. It's just a... Now, before the one that fell out was called the parish Meruvah Parish. Here, we're not saying called the parish Meruvah Parish. You know, it falls out, we say, oh, great, the one that fell out is heter. Oops, fell into the yam. Oh, the one that fell out is isser. That's you know, sort of the way it works.
But if you had out
okay, so we're going to have to see if he sold one before his noida hataruvis. Remember, we can't say shaygeg that'll do it purposely. But let's say he sold one before his noida hataruvis. So then you have a heter. Then you have a heter because you could say, what do you mean he sold one? The one that was sold and was eaten was sold and used up. It's still around. So the Shachim Mem Gimel is going to say, as long as it's still around, it's still possible to ask a Shaila about it. You can't say it's the answer. It has to be that it was destroyed, it was eaten, it's gone. Yamagodl. What? No, you understand what I'm saying. The Shah says that if the one that fell is still around, so then it's just as much what's in the Tarun. It's still shy to ask a Shaila about it. Well, when it's sold, it's somewhere. All right, well, we'll get to it. We'll look at Shach Mem Gimel as Lashon. We'll see the Lashon there.
The one that fell out, the one
if it fell out Memela in a way that you catch it, then it's called the Parish Meruva Parish. Well, we said, we can't, it's only if they're all Parish. We said it's involved. If one falls out, it can't be matter because that's called the Rabbanon. Then you're going to go back and you'll do it again. So we're matter only if they're Nichbashim or the knife. They all fell. It flew all over the place. Okay, at any rate, this is the Kula that we're about to learn. It's mentioned for reasons not clear to me twice. In Kuf Yud Aleph, the halach is mentioned by Issed Rabbanon, that Talinon. If you have an object, which is Issed Rabbanon, fell into Teruvis, and Nafalech Liyam, Talinon. It's mentioned in Kuf Yud, in the case of the Gemara, where one of them, it's an Issed Araisa, but it fell into a Teruvis, in a way that would be Batal Min HaTorah, and then one of them fell into the Yam. So we say Talinon. Let's learn the Sif, and then we'll have to talk about why we're Megel. Let's learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch.
Which way are we now?
A Siv Zayin, Kufiyot Siv Zayin. Dovar she'enoi batal machas chashivusay. So that's not batal because it's chashiv, k'goyim ba'alechay, uberia, lechticha she'enoi l'schab, ticha roi l'schabe, doshe shematimin, a list of five items. That are not batal, either because they're chashiv or because they're dovar she'enoi. And it fell to a mixture. And one of them was consumed. Nechol echad mehem b'shaygeg. But here he's mekel on shaygeg. Why is he mekel on shaygeg? We just said we're geyser. So the reason for the Beis Yosef is if one fell into the yam b'shaygeg, we say, he's going to be amazing. He'll fake it. He'll fake us out. He'll pretend to be a shaygeg. But if he ate it, he's obviously, I mean, if he doesn't care about the Israel, he'll eat all of them. Obviously, he's a firm fellow. He's asking a Shaila. He ate one of them, a Shaigeg. We trust him that he's a Shaigeg and it won't come to amazing. That's the Beis Yosef Shita. The Shachantaz disagree. The Shachantaz say, even Nechel b'Shaigeg, we can't sa'atu mezid, we'll make it by Nechel b'Shaigeg. He'll be Machal Akelev, he'll do something else to be make. But certainly, if it's nechal before you're aware of it, bein shachlei atzmei b'shaygeg, bein shachlu acherim b'shaygeg, the Rama adds. Oi, Mechaba goes on the next page, nafal me atzmei liyam, or nechidish is zachlu atzmei. What?
It
means gaining from what he did.
Someone else did it.
Okay. The bigger chiddush is he ate it himself. Going on to Mechabra, I nofel mi atzmai liyam, or it fell on its own into the yam. Bini shenevah min ha'ilam, in a way that it's gone. Hutru kol ha'acherim, sh'anu taylen loimer ha'isar halach loy. We're Makel, 1 in 100 chance, could be 1 in 1,000, and we're still Makel that Ha'isr Halachlai, that it's gone. Now look at Shach, two Shachs, let's see first Memdalid and then Memgimel. Memdalid, being Shineva min Ha'ilah, what you were asking before, if you sold it, it's Memdalid in the Shach, Avakosh Yeshne Ba'ilah, Vatasarach Lodain Aleha, Valashar, Bipnei Ma. If it's still around and it's possible to ask a shaila about it, the one that was parish is more likely the heter than being the yisr. So therefore, it has to be that it's nevad min ha'ilam, mem gimel, liyam, distamei ovet. Vodin l'chomokim shu ovet, kagoy nahar omok, ukai gavna, I say it fell into a deep river, avol nafal amokim she'efshu lihimotzei, lihutru ha'shar, ken kosa b'kesefushu. The place where it can be found, then, even if it just could be found, then we're not making. So this is the cool. Now, before I go on, excuse me, to the exceptions to the kula, there's a fascinating, again, the Chavetz Chaim comes along here, it's the Chavetz Chaim and the Prima Gadim, and they talk about the Shaila, if before it fell into the Yam, you gotta listen carefully. I have 100, not rings, I have 100 stakes. One is Isser, and 99 a heter. But it's a davar chashuv, it's not bottle. If one steak is nafal liyam, then that steak is the Isser, and the other 99 now become mutter. The Shach said, if that one steak is still somewhere, and someone can ask a shayla about it, then the kula doesn't apply. It has to be gone. Never min ha'ilam. Shach is explaining to Shulchan Aruch, it has to be never min ha'ilam. What happens if the steak was cooked? So now it has blius and a keli, and then it was nafal liyam. In other words, you have a restaurant, they have 100 steaks, they're not aware, one of them is isser. In the meantime, they cooked them, and let's just say they cooked them in separate kelim, just to make it easier, and one of them is nafal liyam. Nafal liyam could be, before they're aware of the isser, they sold one. They sold one. Now they found out there's Isser. So they called the Rav Amashe and said, we just found out one of our 100 steaks is treif. So he says, well, did you sell any? Did you throw away any? He says, yeah, yeah. One of them got thrown away. One of them got bought, and it's consumed. So the Rav says, Baruch Hashem, now whatever remains is mutter. Because men are Torah Baruba Batal. What about the Blias and the Keli? The abli is in the keli. It's a big deal. Kash in the keli. That's not the point. The chumra that the Chavetz Chaim and the Prima Gadim have is once there's a bli and a keli, now you can no longer say that the isser fell away. Why? Because the Shas said you can only say it if there's no shaila that remains. Right? If the one that fell out went to somebody, the shaila remains. No good. So zok to Prima Gadim. And the Chavetz Chaim, and this is all from the crazy placey, they say, hold on a second. Here you still have a Shiloh remaining. You have Blias and a Keli that remain. So now you can't say the one that fell was the Isser, and the one, and you can't be Tylux, it's a Shiloh that remains. So bang, you're out of business.
Yeah, Blias and the Keli is not the story of his Chavetz, it's not the story of the Noah that's his Chavetz.
Yeah,
but. It came from the
It's true, we don't say Dabba Chashiv on the Bliya. But once it's that bottle, the Bliya, then the Bliya. I'll tell you, now this is a crazy place if you're Mughal Chavez Das, we pass it like that, but I don't understand something. You're going to tell him to kashu it anyway. Right? We're not talking that it can't be kashu. No, you're going to tell him to kashu it anyway. Called the, it wasn't parish b'shas the blia. It was in the store, and it was. Yeah, but remember in Simon Vav we had the gezeira kavod rabbanon that we don't say called the parish if the teruvis remains because with geyser he'll be parish another one. So we don't say called the parish.
Didn't Rav say yep. Each one had his own keli? So why is it limited to that one keli?
Well, we have to kasher all the kelim now. You have to kasher everything because there's no head, there's no kula. So I don't understand. Is Bishlama, if you're going to tell me that we have to be down on the one, and there'll be a din tairo, but I'm telling you that we're going to. Well, I'm good, thank you. But what we're saying is that the one I'm going to kasher anyway. I'm going to kasher it anyway. And afal pikein. So therefore, what's the problem? Saying the one that fell away is the Isser, The one that fell to the Yam is this. So you say, but you have a Keli, but so what? The Keli I'm treating is this.
The same sort of this represents the one that left.
The answer is that in all cases, that one I'm calling Yisr. And Afalpikain, you can't be Taylor. Afalpikain, that's what it seems. That even though it's the Yisr, you can't be Taylor as long as the Shaila is still around. Period. The whole din of Taylor doesn't apply. It's just a little. It's mechudish. We thought, oh, you got the keli. You know, if it was a disposable keli, he already threw it into the garbage truck. Then we'll be mekel for him. Then there's no shaila that remains. But if you what? It's the same thing, right? It's the same title.
So,
well, once there's no ida, it doesn't help. But yeah, you should. Yeah.
So in the case he sold it, and they know who he sold it to, did they have to refund the money?
Are they going to have to refund the money?
But did he eat the ate it already?
It's Simon Reish Lamed Daled.
No, he ate it. He had an offer already.
Yeah, I tell you. Certainly a Drabana. But Taurus proved about them. Yeah, you're referring to Chashimish, but I think it's Reish Lamed Daled. Is it Reish Lamed Daled?
You have to pay back some money.
The Sivis, the famous Sivis. What? You're right. That's what comes out. It works out the same. Just here, it's just the keli is agav, and you're going to kasha the keli anyway. It's a chiddush. All right. But anyway, this is what they say. This is the halach.
And someone had 18 that piece. Now, Hashem, will you have to bring the carbon or not? Is that also
a? Yeah, he wouldn't bring a carbon. Sisman had tyrants, but the barayv. So on a drabbana, he wouldn't bring a carbon. You'd be right. It would be chad b'chad. Then you'd have to bring an ashram talu, even as chaylev. If it's nevela, there's no carbon, but it's just a car, it's like chaylev, then you're right. The thing is here, since the whole point is, min ha-tayritz, beruba ba'atol, it's only nesa drabanan, on drabanan, there is no carbon. But your underlying question, that if there'd be a residual shayla, we wouldn't say it, that's emes. Okay, now Rabbi say, I want to come back to what I read to you last week or 2 weeks ago from that art scroll book. Remember, I read to you the Shaila, and I said we'll come back to it, where a lady in her house finds a polka, a chicken leg, and she goes to the Rav, she says, is this treif? And the Rav looks at it, and it's broken near the Tzumas HaGidin, and the halacha is this treif. First halacha is Shulchan Aruch, and you have the leg of a polka, and the bone is broken in the half that's closest to the top, to the Tzumas HaGidin, which is the top of the bone. So then the animal's treif. It's one of the treifis of the leg. Now, so the lady says, what about the rest of the chicken? So well, that chicken is a totally treif chicken. The top and the bottom and the liver and everything about the chicken is treif. However, she only bought chicken legs. Now there's a chicken top somewhere in the store, or somewhere in the world, that's treif. Every chicken that has a bottom has a top. And if the bottom is treif, then the top is treif. And it's a chatichor l'schabe, presumably. And now you have, in let's say, whichever shechita it is, they shechted that day 100,000 chickens. And we know one of them is treif. So there's a top floating around somewhere from this chicken that's treif. It's not nikkur, it's in a taruvis. All 100,000 pieces should now be yours. You have to put it in the paper. Attention, everybody! If you got a top from the chicken from this and this company, you got to throw it out. It should be treif.
What about the 3 o'clock
man? So, 1 second. So this is the question that we asked the other day, and it turns out what really comes out halacha l'maisa that's only if all 100,000 portions of tops are still around. Now, it happens to be that if you go to a shechita place, there are, first of all, USDA inspectors checking the chickens, and then there are people supposed to catch a treifus. They obviously missed this one, but people supposed to catch a treifus, and they do pull off chickens. They put on a black plumber. I told you once, if you ever get a chicken that's got a dark black plumber, then it's certified treif. That's the side in the chicken places that it's trade. And so l'chayra, we have now a gavaldik akula. If nafal echad liyam is mutter, because no one's going to ask a shaila. So if the USDA pulled one off and they condemned it, and now it can be used, and maybe they use it for animal food, but it can be used. It's the same as nafal liyam. When the USDA pulls it off, they don't let you use it. The same as not fully yam, and they didn't pull this one. They pulled the whole chicken. You mean they definitely didn't pull? What I meant to say is this chicken got mixed into the taruvis. From the taruvis, there was one that got pulled off. You're saying it's definitely not this one. So you're right. I'll get back to the USDA case. But let's say you're right. In this case, the USDA is not going to help you because it was a taruvus past the USDA. But let's say we can assume one of the chickens was already consumed. Kaidim shanayda ha'isr. So even if one of the 100,000 was already eaten, it would be enough of a heter. That would be the kula of this sif. Min ha'tayret batal b'raiv. So the rabbanon satayl. Now I mentioned USDA for something else. I actually heard this from one of the rabbanim in Echshayrim. I mentioned to you in the past that Shaykhdim, of course, check the knives, as halacha requires. Halacha requires that a Shaykh check his knife before Shechita and after Shechita. Before Shechita, if it's not smooth, he'll sharpen it. After Shechita, if it's not smooth, so that means it was nifgam in the Shechita, we don't know. Did it get a pagam before it sliced the simanim or afterwards? Halacha is that we throw away the chicken that was shechted. Now, you have a smooth chalif, you shecht the chicken, you check your chalif, it's pabum, that chicken is treif. Now, you're allowed to gamble. You're allowed to say, I'll check every 10 chickens. Yes. But you're taking a chance. If after the 10, it's pabum, the whole 10 have to get thrown liyam, have to get thrown to treif. In other words, you check your knife before and after. Now, so it's a machleks the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and it's the Chazaka de Meikara that it changes as late as possible. But the question is a good question. But Lamaisa, it's true. Now, 1 second. What they do in the Shechita houses, and I mentioned this to you last time, it's a little complicated, is there's a red and green light in most of the places. There's a sign. When the light changes to red or green, whatever it is, they have to stop and check their knives. Why? Because we want them to check their knives before the chickens leave the flicking machine, the machine that removes the feathers. Because until the feathers are removed, the chicken is not a chaticha ra'i l'schaved. They don't know which chicken. If you're ever in a shechita plant, you've got... You can have 3 or 6 or 10 shechtim shechting, and there's a moving chain, and they hang the chicken on the line, and the line is moving. This thing moves, you know. The chicken goes in, still jumping around, and comes out in a package, ready to eat, you know, ready to cook. Now, once the chicken is defeathered, it's a chaticha ra'i l'schaved. And it's not bottle. Now, why do I care about bittle? Because here I got 10 shechtim. They're checking their knives. Now, usually the knives are good. Today's knives are much, much far superior to the old. The tempered steel today is pressed steel. It's not common for it to become pogum. But it happens. If one sheikh finds a pagam, he can't identify his chickens. You have his chickens mixed with chickens of 4 or 5 or 3 other sheikhdom, the batal b'raiv. So when the sheikh checks his knife, his chickens are batal b'raiv. He writes, every chicken has a pad, he writes, let's say 10, and they have to throw away 10. When something is batal, you have to throw away kenegdan, but lemaisa it's batal. However, if they don't check their knives until after the defeathering, it's a problem. The problem is that now his chicken is mixed with the other chickens, and it's going to answer all of the chickens on the line. And this is the halachielach of all chicken shechitas that have a proper heksher, that the sheikhtim check their knives at a designated time, before it falls into a taruvus, before it falls into a mixture. Right. That's in the Dine Chaticha Eschabin, like the Ramah. The Ramah says if it's missing a tikkun gadol, if it's missing before you can serve it, if it's missing just that it's not cooked, which he calls a small tikkun, then it's right Eschabin. But if it's missing that it wasn't defeathered, which is a tikkun gadol, it's a big job to take the feathers off. And Baruch Hashem, we don't do it, we buy it. Removing the feathers is a big job, and that big job prevents it from being chaticha el eschabin. That's what it says there in Dine Chaticha el eschabin. So this is the way. Oh, so it's a chiddush in the Pischei Tshuva, brings from the Radvaz back there in Simikov, that it goes by when it's noida. You would say, well, it's bottle. What's the difference? I know about it. I don't know about it. It's bottle when it's haruvis, whether I know about it or not. So no, the Pischei Tshuva brings there from a Radvaz, from a Kamara Rishon, and we pass in that way. That calls a man that has to be right. That it depends if it's right or schabed at the time that you find out about it. That's the psak, and by which Pischei Tshuva it is. But anyway, the Pischei Tshuva. I'm Tshuva a Radvaz Chadasha is. Dimloy nimtzes hatreifad achar shenasa roy leschabeg loy batal. So one line is chetshuva, simin kuf aleph, and it's of cotton hay. Okay, that's it's a chiddush of the Radvaz, and in Lomdis you could argue with it, but it's a Radvaz, and they brought in the first chetshuva, and that's the way we're doing.
Do I have room to find the pasul
sack? So they find the pagam in the sack, and they so it's batal. But halach is when it's because it's before defeathering. It's not really a schabe, it's bottle. But halach is we throw away kenegdan. If you have one treif that falls into 20 kosher, it's bottle. So we just throw one away. That's something we throw. B'di'evet. The sheikh did not check until it was too late, and he finds a pagam. Chayra, we're in trouble. All 100,000 or all 10,000, whatever it is at that time, should all be treif.
A whole run.
The whole, well, whatever might be from his knife, and he knows basically the time frame, whatever might be there, it's a big hefset. So here is where, again, I heard from one of the big paiskim in the meat industry, is that since the USDA pulls some off, as long as it was pulled off before it was noida, it's nafal memela, we have here the kula of Siv Zion. The kula of Siv Zion is, even if it is a chaticha or a schabeg, it's already defeathered and you didn't check till after and it goes bust at the time that you discovered it. Afal pi kein, we have this kula that there are some that are pulled off because they're condemned by the government and there's no shaila to ask about them. It's like an afal yam. Once they pull it off, nobody's going to have it.
And
what? It's in the garbage can. You know where it is, but no one's going to ask a shiloh about it because it's the same as the shach says. The reason it has to be nevad, the lashon shach and memdal, it has to be nevad because after tzarach ladein olav. But here, ain't after tzarach ladein olav. There's no shiloh to be asked because it's not going to be used. Same thing if someone found treif. If there was one chicken that was found to have a treifus in it, and they pulled it off. Say not the tzarach lo, they don't love this, no deal.
They have to pull up 10 or 20, they have to pull up enough the amount of
it. It has to be enough, the amount, yeah, it would have to be that amount. You're right, it would have to be that. Well, you're asking, are there enough chickens that are pulled off to equal the amount of pogum dikka? So I can't answer. I don't know. Obviously, the heter is only true if enough of them were enough for liyam. If there were 10, then it has to be 10. It would have to be equal to that amount, and that's true.
The Shatam Mendez said that if one was parish before the Leda Tarulis, you can't count that as.
So here, but what he's saying is it's not parish, it's nevad. When they pull it off,
that's what the shach is saying.
Oh wow!
Then when you can't count that because it's not part of the terulis anymore.
But this is mamish nafal yam. Every nafal yam is parish. What do you mean? When it's nafal yam, it fell out of the taruvus. If it was parish into a Yamagadol, that's not called parish, that's called Nevad. Here was parish into the Yamagadol, wasn't it?
I think so. If the chicken looks fine and it's great, why is the USDA pulling it off?
Why? Because he looked at the intestines, and there's a cancer in the intestines.
Yeah,
chicken look great, but afterwards you pull out the USDA, they pull out the intestines, and they
on the line.
There's a machine. I told you once, a Japanese machine, a wonderful machine. You saw it there. The machine drills a hole. They move the head, drills a hole, and then there's like two fingers that go in. It pulls out all the inner organs of the chicken, but doesn't detach it. And they all hang on the side of the chicken as it's going down the line. And the USDA idea is there, and there's a mirror on the back. And as it's moving down the line, he looks at it and presumably looks in the mirror. The mirror is filthy. It's full of dam, you know, and all kinds of things. But anyway, you know, presumably he looks there and he checks it. And what's the every chicken, there's a guy standing there. It's very interesting. You have two guys, one next to the other. You have the USDA guy, and Lavdil, you have the Mashgiach. So Moshe was machmir, and all the Hashem in America do it, I imagine Eretz Yisrael too. Moshe was machmir, even though you don't have to check treifus, you only have to check the lungs of an animal. All other treifus you don't have to check. Moshe said that's because it's not efshel lebrurei bakal. But when the government comes, and they make it that they're easy to check, so Moshe has a chumrah that you have to have a mashgiach checking it. What the Mashgiach basically checks for is he runs his hand down the intestines to feel for a rock, a stone. If there's a stone in the or anything that can make a nekev in the intestines, he pulls it off and puts it in treif. And the birds are starved. The birds, before Shkita, they're starved for, whatever, 24 hours. And very often they just eat whatever they could eat. Sometimes they eat feathers. It's one of the common problems of Shkita is the shechts, that he finds a feather in the food pipe. Because the chickens are starving, and if they swallow a feather and you shech, there's a chicken. I've seen it. They pull out the feather and they put the chicken in the treif because, well, it interferes with the shechita. It could make a hole. That may be also true. But
why do they starve them?
The government says to starve them that they want the stomachs to be empty so there'll be no viruses or nothing that could cause the filth that could come with it. Okay. At any rate. And anyway, this is the halacha of the sif, and we didn't even talk about the lomdis yet. Let's finish the mechaber. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch Habaisai. However, we have here a catch. You want to be meikel on this vidafka, the fourth line. You want to be meikel, then nofalech of liyam. Dafka kishoichal hanisharais shtayim shtayim biyachad. This kula is only if you eat what's left two at a time. The mamana shachi kachada etera. So you know at least one of them is heter. Aval oichlam achas achas osir. But to eat them one at a time, then that's osir. So all right. So it only helps if it's sold two at a time. If you have to eat them two at a time. It has to be separated two at a time. It's a parish two at a time.
Why?
What's the logic to this? Now this, I have a very hard time with. What's the svara? I'll read to you Rashi. The Shach pretty much says Rashi, but Rashi says, why do you have to eat shtayim shtayim? It's a Gemara, and we can't get away from it. But the Gemara says the following. Tarti tarti ka'amina. It's enough sheyimkar shtayim shtayim. But it rings, you're not eating it two at a time, but you sell them, you perish them two at a time, same with the chicken. Why? So he says, maishna achas, maishna shtayim, hachi kamer. Sorry. Devad, loy hitter, sorry about the rings. Loy hitter neisorim lo shtayim shtayim. Devad echad minayu deheterah. You have to have at least one is vadei heter. Shari lo nisarv behem el abal mumechad. Because here it's talking in the case of a ring or an animal where it's only one that mixed in. B'chol chad amrina midachavrei lav di sura yunami lav di surahu. Why do you have to eat two at a time? You should be able to say, since one of the two isn't isser, so the other one's also not isser. Somebody understand the logic of that?
Mendy
didn't understand where we learned the Gemara either. The Shach Mem Zayin says this. I'm quoting Rashi, but it's, the Shach brings the Lashon. Abimah dechavrei lavdi isura ilnami lavdi isura keikos of Rashi bezvachim umezeh mashma imnisarvu shtayim tzorch lechol arba. You hear this? If two rings fell into the taruvis, you have to sell it four at a time. You have to sell four at a time. V'chein gimel tzorch lechol sheish sheish. Now, why do you need four? You should only need three. With the chavrei lavdi isura. So you say, why go basa this chavre, go basa the other chavre? I don't know. You need, it sounds like you need two vadai to be matir, to be pull along the two,
no,
the two that might be
yes.
Dim loike lekel mevet chaver lav di sura. One is two a nevad. Let's say in this case two a nevad. Which eating the remainder, you have to eat four at a time, or sell four at a time. So I don't understand it. It's a Gemara, it's a Rashi, it's a Mechaber and a Shach. It doesn't bother anybody, and I'm sitting here saying I don't understand it. So obviously I'm missing some basics. What Shalish Shalish?
Rashi cuts Sav Yachavitz and Gilha Gemara's Zachamai and Hey Isa Timers the Shnai Zel Shainai the Vaday Ikachad Bahai Zuga the Hetera who. The nitna hakrava zu lahakarit mishum hahide hehet the imishum hahide isura ikal mitli ba'ayfe shikara kfila.
Okay, I'm not sure. Obviously, you want to fix it, but I'm not clear. Okay. Anyway, this is Kabbalah via day. No, you don't understand it, but it's still a halach. The Rama adds one more qualification. Vafilu loichlam shtayim shtayim osa la'odam echad lechol as kulam vafilu beis b'nei adam lechol kulam b'basachas. This sounds like our chokha d'rabbanon. What I say, vafilu beis b'nei adam ein loichlam kulam basachas. We ask that they can't eat them all in one time. The Shach Mem Ches explains avagav d'chdicha she'inu eiles chaveg yesh matirin loichlam in kuftes. We had the famous machlokes the Rosh and the Rashba. If one person could eat all of them. But here it's worse. Shani Hossam, keeping this battle min atayra. Gamid Rabbanu Barayv, b'loy svek sveka, mashaykin hachad, loy shari elamitam svek sveka. And this Shach Mem Ches is very important. So we have the halacha clear, and we're going to talk about the reason he says al svek sveka, and I want to get into it now. But the halacha is pretty clear. We have a kula, that's a beferish gemara, a kula of nafal echad liyam. If one of them fell out of the taruvis, we'll make on the whole taruvis. It saves. You could have 1,000 trefah chickens. You find out one of them was destroyed, so suddenly you're good. You find out the maid ate one of them. Say, wonderful, now the whole, everything is saved and everything is good. What's the reason that we're Taylor? Okay, again, you have one ring of Shalavai Dezara that fell into 100, and one of them fell into the Yam. So now we're being Megal. So the Shach here in Memches says it's al Svek Sveika. The same thing in the Ber Agayla in the beginning of the Simon, he says Betam Svek Sveika. The Taz Tech Devarav, we have three main Mefarshim on the page that say it's Mutter because of Svek Sveika. Now, what exactly is the Svek Sveika here? Confusing. What's a svek sveka? Maybe the iser fell to the yam, and even if this didn't fall to the yam, maybe the one I'm eating is not the iser. Now it would explain why the Rama says I can't eat all of them in one shot. If I eat all of them together, there's no svek sveka. So again, the heter of Toilin is suffik one. Maybe it fell to the yam, and heter two. Even if it didn't fall to the yam, maybe the steak that I'm eating or the ring that I'm buying is not the iser. That's the svek sveka according to the shach. According to the shach and the baragayla. So it's gzeira. When you eat one, it's gzeira.
I'm saying one got lost and then one I'm eating one now. So the one that's lost.
Oh, so I don't say Rashi. I still don't understand. Yeah, I'm not trying to help the Shnayim. You're right.
Problem.
You're right. Now, all in a drabon, yeah. Well, it's a svek. Well, okay. I mean, a Torah is bottle. The rabbanon took away bittul, and now applies a svek svek. Now, this is what he says in Taisus Sefinar. It says al svek svek. The Archa Shulchan says because of suffered rabbanon lekula. So it's a suffered rabbanon. It would be a Torah is bottle, and one fell tiniyam suffered rabbanon lekula. The bottom of the Archa Shulchan against the Shach and the Taz and Berakayla. So I took a look in the Yad Yehuda. And the Yad Yehuda, now Yad Yehuda, you have to know, it was a Sefer on Yerideya. We did not use much. When I learned Parav Palm, the Yad Yehuda was not used very much. The Badi HaShulchan is all bait on Yad Yehudas. What is the Yad Yehuda? God Lotzel, he has, I think, three volumes on Yerideya. Yad Yehuda basically doesn't trust anybody on the page for the Rishayim. He goes back to the Rishayim. And where he has problems from Rishayim on the Shach and Taz, he starts up with them. The Talmud Chacham Gadol, but I guess Rapam, in his Holoch Yelech of Halacha, he felt that you have kashas on the Shach and Taz, that's Lomdis. But, you know. So the Yad Yehuda here has one, it's not a typical piece. He said, now he's before the Archa Shulchan, he's not bringing the Archa Shulchan. He says, the Shach and the Taz and the Baragayla say, Al Tzvek Tzveka. And Taisus and the Rosh say that. But hold on, I found three or four Rishayim that say that it's not because of Svek Sveika, it's because of Safik Rabbanu Lekula. They say, what's the difference? Hold on a second. He says, I found, he brings the Ramban, and the Mashmois of Arashba, and Arzarua, and the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, they all say this is Mutter because of Safik Rabbanu Lekula. Now what's the difference if it's our Svek Sveika, or Safik Rabbanu Lekula? So he says, Nafkamina, what happens if one of them falls to the yam? Again, he's talking about meat. You have 100 steaks, one fell to the yam. So you tell the lady, okay, your lucky day, one fell to the yam, the 100 amutim. The lady took all 100 steaks, or the caterer took all 100 steaks and cooked them in one pan. And cook them all together. So Zafti Yad Yehuda, that is a nafkamina. If you matter because of Svek Sveika, if Svek Sveika is gone, we say one Safik is because it fell to the Yam. Maybe the Issa fell. And the second Safik is maybe the one I'm eating, even what remains, maybe the one I'm eating is not the tray for one. But if you cook all the 100 together, so then they're by laya from each other, you only have one Safik. It should be mimbeminai lach balach. You're right. We need only shishim. You're right. Okay. Less than 60. No, he's 100% right. It has to be less than 60 because bli is lach balach. What? No, not the bli is. The bli is, you don't say. So you're right. It has to be less than 60. You got me on that. Okay. So 50. What? So it's really the Ramos case of eating them all together. Just eat them all together. We tell them don't eat it together. If you ate it together, we don't have a shayla anymore. So Yad Yehuda wants to create a case where they're asking us a shayla. That's all. It's really the Ramah. The Ramah says you can't eat them all together. And if it's al sex fake, we understand you're missing your second suffix. If it's out Safed Rabbanu Lekula, you should be allowed even to eat them all together. So I'm not sure, I don't remember what the Archa Shulchan says about the Ramah. I highly doubt he's arguing under Ramah. Maybe he holds it to Harkhaka. I'm not sure.
But work on yesterday's Gemara case that Absalva ate Judy's Holopshes because the Safed Rabbanu.
But that's a Sfek Sfeka. That's not Safed Rabbanu.
It's something that is Daraisa, so it wouldn't go.
We say Svek Svek about their rices. This happens to be a case of Svek Svek. We do say Svek Svek. The reason that he brings this case of cooking them together is because what the Yad Yehuda does is he found Issa Veheter in the Sefer Issa Veheter, who says if you cook them all together, that it's still mutter. Now that, he says, is not like Shachtaz and Baragayla. If it's not Svek Sveika, if you cook them all together, it shouldn't be mutter. It should be Aser. And therefore, he brings a raya to Aser. He says, the second nafkamina if one falls into two, one steak falls into a mixture of two others. Min ha-tayr, it's batel b'raiv. One into two is five. One fell into two, and then one of them fell into the yam. You're left with two. What's the problem? Come on. One fell into two, and one fell into ten, and one fell to the yam. You're in good shape. One fell into two, and it fell to the yam. So now, it's two out of three.
No, half.
But afterwards, we say you have to eat shnayim shnayim. We just said, we don't understand the Rashi, but the halacha is you have to eat two at a time. If one fell to the yam, and you can eat the two, so if I think you don't have a sex seika. Because you're eating them both together, there's no double subject. So again, kedarka, he brings it. A chuba is a rashba. That's matir. One fell into two, one fell to the yam, eat the two together. So he says, you see, the rashba also knows all svek svekas. He makes his long list of rishainim that are not like the shach and the taz and baragayla. And to his credit, he says at the end that he has a lot of rishainim say differently, but after he came, that loch is like the shach and taz. He doesn't want to argue with the shach and taz. And it's the fairish of taisis, but anyway, so in Lomdis, we have here two explanations of the sif. In Halacha Lemaisa, though, we have a wonderful kula. It's unusual that you should come up with such. It's really an extraordinary kula that one ring falls into 100 rings and one falls to the yam. You're saying, oh, the one that fell to the yam is this. So Ad Kan, this is really the sif. Now, yeah, the whole din of the Ramah, two at a time, yeah, the example I gave about cooking together will be the same about eating two at a time. Now, there's a Chazaynish. And this is, again, an extraordinary kula of the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish, as you know, had to pask in Hilchis Zroim, agricultural shailas. Now, to be sure, until the Chazaynish, there were farmers also, but the farmers... You bought from a firm farmer. The Chazaynish was thrown into a world where he was uniquely capable, because when he learned everything, and he learned everything to know, and suddenly he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he had all the agricultural shailas. So here's a shaila that most of us, including myself, didn't even know was a shaila. In a farm, there's something called leket, you all know. Leket is something that has to be left for the aniyim. And this peya, if you don't separate peya, there's no peya. Shikha, there's shikha. But leket, there's always some leket. Now, in the Freya farms, obviously, they don't leave the leket for aniyim. And they collect the leket. Right? So what's the problem? So he brings that leket is not bottled. He brings from the Mishnah and Peah, Perakei Mishnah Bey, is the way the Rash explains the Mishnah, that leket is not bottled in a taruvis, and you can't separate meiser until you pay off the aniyim. There's mom and aniyim mixed in. Until you take out the money of the aniyim, you can't separate chubas and meiser. How do you know which there is? I'm not sure. I don't know dine leket. I just know this Chazaynish is in Yeridaya. Simon Reish Beis Ois Beis. He's Mazbir, then has a din of Kavua. Since it's the Mekayma, it's a Kavua Drabanan. It's not Nikr, but he calls it Kavua Drabanan. But whatever the Hezber is, Kabbalah Biyadeinu, the Leket is not possible. Well, it's like I will try to figure out why. I don't know the reason. So, Lechayra, we have a problem. Even you send the Mashkiach. You separate Shubas and Maishas. Now you've got to send a Mashkiach out to the field to be there when they're collecting. That's going to be very expensive, the kosher agricultural product. You need someone there to make sure there's no leket. So the Chazaynish comes up with a wonderful kula. He says, this din that the leket is not bottle is a din derabbanan. So Zelishayna, he says the following. He says, when you have tvua, Harbe nemalim eichlim, the harbe achbarim eichlim, the harbe oif hashemayim, oivin vataleifim, choitzin. When you have a silo, where you're collecting things on a truck, the wheat gets picked off by creatures, by crawling creatures and flying creatures. some of them get picked off. Harbei shabalim nispazru b'sade, some of them fall off the truck and get left in the field. Ubederach on the road, ubegayrin liibud. There are things that fall into the mud, and you're not going to bother picking up one stalk. Harbei chitim nisharu b'sade ubegayrin lemirmas. They get trampled. V'tarnegaylam etzuyim, and chickens eat them. Therefore, Tailim Shanaiflim Haleket. Yes, Kula. Wow. He says we have a din of Tailim. So how much leket is there? I have no idea. But how much falls off and gets eaten by birds and mice? He says with Taila that the amount that fell off is like Nafaliyam. And therefore, since the whole thing is a Taruvis Darabana, so therefore, we're allowed to be Taila. They says, 1 minute. Do you do Taila when you don't see it? You're just sitting in your armchair saying, well, probably mice eat it and birds eat it. So listen to Chazaydish. He says, really, you can't do that. You can't sit at home and say, well, probably it fell. He says, yeah, but you didn't see the leket either. How do you know there's leket? You're sitting in your armchair and you're saying there's probably leket. Says, if you're sitting in your armchair and you're saying there's probably leket, you can sit in your armchair and say probably birds and mice and some of them fall off and you could be making. That's what the Chazaynish says. And Shalom Yisrael, suddenly we have isn't it wonderful, Kula? Does that the Chazaynish? Sounds like something Ramesha would say, and so they'd scream, yeah. Right? But this the Chazaynish is a Kula, which means that this Kula of Zayin is just, it's a wonderful a loophole in halacha. It's a wonderful kula.
And that's exactly the same thing. You don't have to give him back whatever he gave you because we know that the maiteka.
Therefore,
you're saying did the maiteka? Of course they did. The Gemara says when you give back, you only have to give back lead because you know the maiteka.
Okay, good. That's good. Yeah.
The leket is that that's someone. You re-picked up something that...
Leket is mamon aniyim. You should have
picking, and something falls away.
So that belongs to aniyim.
So what do we worry about? The guy, the picker, picked it up again.
Yeah. The problem is, how you're separating trumas from maaser is... Yeah. It's not that it's treif. Leket is not treif. It's stolen, it's not treif. But how can you separate trumas from maaser is, maybe the truma you're separating is a piece of leket.
Right.
And it's not bodily, because of kavua.
That the birds ate what?
So we say they ate the leket. The birds, the poor birds, they only ate leket. What?
In your collection,
the ones you dropped, the ones the birds ate, the ones the mice ate, they're all Thailand. It's a din of Thailand. And the megala, we have a right to be megal. Now it'll come out. You have to eat them shnayim, which in the case of leket might be asara. Well, if you're talking about wheat, it's not so bad because it's ground and mixed. Hundreds of stalks worth of wheat are ground and put into a mixture, and when the flour comes out, there's a bila of the whole mixture. And
leket
isn't given. Is it tevel? It's not tevel. See, when leket is not given, it's not bad. That's a problem. The problem is you have to give trumas umaisris from something that's chayav in trumas umaisris. Leket, which is hefker, is not chayav in trumas umaisris. So you can't separate something, especially truma. Today they just take a mashu of a truma, they take a chita achas. Maybe that chita achas is leket.
So
now midday ma'isi, you could go bas arrive. But he calls it a kavod rabbanon, and he says you can't go bas arrive. What? I assume that's what he means. He says you can't separate truma from ma'isis. Like I told you, I didn't research it in Masechtas Peah. But I'm assuming that that's what he means. Mammon is not bottle, you know. Mammon. If you give me a dollar, it makes me $100. I can't keep it. It's not bottle.
Like a pater with just mammon, then why is it?
But how do you separate trumas from maasers?
So if I pay him $10,
if you buy it from him, you're good. Yeah, you go to an ani, you buy, and there would be another eitzah. The other eitzah is to take truma, which is vade chayiv from farm, put it into the kri. It has to be minamukif.
Right.
And separate from the ones that you know is not a tevel on the whole mixture. There are eitzes, but the problem is that the eitzes are not. When you have farms in Eretz Yisrael, there are no mashkichim on the farms. If everything is finished and harvested, the mashkiach comes in, he separates chumas from maasers. Especially if there's no orla shayla, you're talking about wheat, then there's no issue. Anyway, only grain. I mean, where else is there the leket? Are you worried about grapes and olives? I'm not sure. Well, grape snot is not such a problem because also it gets mixed in tattoo. Whereas oranges would be a bigger problem. I don't know if there's a metzias of leket by oranges. I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know anything. But what?
The
oni's out of the money. That's the problem. We're not helping the oni. In Lomdis, we tell the oni, I'm sorry, yours is the one that the bird ate. Yours is the one that the mice ate. That's what we tell the oni. I'm sorry, yours is that one. But what are you going to do?
We're stuck again.
Okay. But at any rate, the point is, this is just as a geshmak sif, a geshmak kula of Rav. We'll have a second kula of Rav coming next week in Sif Ches.